What's going on, football fans? It's me, J.R. Clark, back again with another Pound for Pound ATL Live, joined generally by my co-host, Jonathan Holder. It is not letting me unmute you guys. Can't unmute you. Maybe y'all hit your buttons. Yeah, see if you can unmute yourselves.
Yeah, I unmuted myself.
Savion? There we go. Now, I'm over here normally, like, I generally, like, unmute as I'm talking. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's giving me an error. What is going on here? Hopefully Jonathan will be joining us here in just a few minutes. He was tidying up some things at the house. But today I am happy to be joined by two of some of my favorite people to interact with on the internet. And I always enjoy when I get a chance to have y'all on the show. I am joined by Savion Mixon. Should I introduce you as from the Vikings Wire?
Might as well at this point.
I was about to say, like, we got you in here for double duty, right? Like, you know, from a Viking standpoint, and obviously from you were a Falcons fan before you defected.
What's the word we use? I don't like that terminology.
No, okay. Before you took an opportunity, how about
there
that?
There you go. Yeah.
And then also we awesome to be joined by Big Low Country, taking time out of your busy day to get on here. I just saw a clip of you on the news or something. Was that what I just saw?
Yeah, we was on the news earlier today.
There it is.
Man, look at you. Getting all look, famous.
I'm going to say exactly.
Love it.
famous. So we are into the obviously second day of the legal tampering. Like, Keep in mind, folks, like, we haven't actually hit the start of free agency yet. That happens tomorrow at 4:00. That's when everything becomes official and you'll start seeing a slew of graphics and stuff from the Atlanta Falcons social media, team, all that jazz. But for all intents and purposes, we're 2 days in and names are flying off the board. We want to get obviously y'all's reactions and opinions to what has already happened and what happened today. So I guess without much further ado, we might as well get into it. All right. So, big news yesterday. Obviously, we got a new QB, and it's not Big Low. That's a problem there. Missed out again on the opportunity. But what we did, who we did sign was Kirk Cousins. So, I want to hear it from the Vikings perspective, so to speak. So, Savion, I want to tee you up first and let you take off with it. What was the reaction from that side of the aisle, I guess you could say?
So, of course, there's going to be those that are upset because, you know, nobody – it's just a huge change. There's a lot of people that, you know, they've had Kirk since 2017. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's been a long time. He was brought there – was it 2017 or 2018? I think it was 2018, actually. But he came in. He was supposed to be that guy to put them over the top. Now, there's also those guys that aren't as – I won't say – They're not hurting that he's gone, because you got to remember throughout his tenure there, he was only allotted one playoff win.
Right.
So as much as change was, you know, difficult, I think it was necessary for them. And so there's a lot of the contingent over there that's like, yeah, it's going to suck to have to try to find the avenue to a quarterback, but we'll go ahead and take it on the chin for right now.
Right. And that was like some of the feelings and opinions that I had yesterday. It was, is he an upgrade to what we've had the past 2 years? Obviously.
Nominally,
like,
yes.
Like, that doesn't, so are you fixing to see more competent football, probably more football that is enjoyable to watch from a fan perspective? Yes. Is he going to lead us to the promised land? Remains to be seen. Stranger things. No,
nobody thought Chris Chandler was going to take us to a Super. Could take us to a Super Bowl, and look what happened. We got our asses kicked when we got there, but still, we got there. saying.
I'm glad you went there.
I mean, and then you think about it, like, did Chris Chandler really take us, or was he just like in the trunk while Jamal drove?
No, that offense was humming, man.
Chandler got a Pro Bowl Pro Bowls off of it. So I don't know. He might not have been, you know, in the driver's seat, but he was at least in the back seat.
Right.
Oh, I don't know if he was in the trunk.
Well, I mean, he was a guy that was constantly battling injuries throughout his career. Yeah. He finally had a little bit of health there with the Falcons, and they had the right running game. I mean, everything just kind of came together. You had a good running game that you could play action off of with some good receivers that could beat guys deep with a guy who could throw a good deep ball. I mean, that's what it boiled down to. And so if you get all of those confluence of events –
Sounds like you might be trying to load up for something else. All right, before we continue on, I'd be remiss if I didn't go ahead and give Fred Brutz his props. I appreciate you, Fred. He said, "We are loading up. Hashtag Dirty Burns." I don't know about loading up just yet, but we are definitely making some moves. I really teetered with my title today. I was thinking about going with the Falcons Get Offensive, but I didn't know if that joke would land real well.
I like it.
Thank you.
Okay. It lands both ways.
and I went with Moonstruck with the Darnell Mooney signing. So before we get into that deeply, Big Low, what was the reaction from all the coaches on your side on the bringing in Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was a mixed reaction. So, like, as soon as it happened, I went live, like, as soon as I got the alert. So, while we were live, that's whenever the numbers came down, and everybody's like, oh, man, $180 million, you know? So, it was like an emotional roller coaster. We were like, oh, we got a competent quarterback. Ooh, $180 million.
Oh, man, that cost us money. Like, that's interesting is that's the part that you bring up, because regardless of – which direction we went, it was going to cost us something, right?
Yes.
If you were going to move up to get one of the big three, whether it be Daniels or May or Williams, you were going to have to pay a king's ransom. You were going to have to mortgage your future as far as draft capital went. Instead, they went with the other route, which was the monetary route, which after the detail of the numbers came out, it really actually kind of looks pretty good as far as, you know, what we're concerned, right? If they really wanted to, they can get out of it after next season. So it's really like a 2-year deal with 2 years of club options. So as far as the financials goes, you're going to pay Cousins, obviously, you know, and you're going to pay him more than Daniel Jones. Okay, real quick here. Did I see that Daniel Jones got released, or was that some BS?
Because I haven't. BS.
Okay, I was about to say. I briefly saw it. I didn't get a chance to like really dig into it, but I didn't see like any of the big guys going with it, you know. So I figured it was BS.
I mean, like first thing I'd be like, why are you handcuffing your organization right now with that?
No doubt.
That would be a crazy move for them to make.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree, because I know they signed Drew Locke earlier, which I was chuckling at the early part of the offseason that he was going to be your week one starter for the Falcons.
But dodge that bullet.
Yeah, right. That, yeah. I love
it. It was worth $180 million to not have Drew Locke as our starting quarterback.
We're good on that.
I loved posting those memes and just have everybody like, "You're serious?" I'm like, "No, of course I'm not serious, you goofy people." Anyway, so, all right, on to the big news of today. And I hope I didn't double check my spelling. So somebody tell me if I spelled that wrong. I have the spelling capacity of a third grader. So we signed Darnell Mooney. Low, what was your reaction when that news finally broke?
I was actually happy. I was excited to hear about it. I know some people, you know, on Twitter, but you know, Twitter's not a real place. So some people on Twitter were complaining about the numbers and everything. But it's like, you know, I remember the year before last and the years prior, and I'm pretty sure Savion can attest to this. Like, Darnell Mooney was a problem.
Like, a problem.
Forget. Like, yeah. Darnell Mooney, he can run every route in the route tree. He can stretch the field out. He's exactly what we needed. And, I mean, man, it's, and I didn't realize he was that young.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. It's like, man, I think that's a – I give that an A-plus all day.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was – he was – we had done a show a while back, you know, doing like a free agent forecast. And we've talked about some wide receivers, and Darnell Mooney's name had come up. And I thought – and that was initially – when we were getting tied to Justin Fields. And I thought to myself, I'm like, okay, that could be a decent connection. But the talent was one of the reasons why I looked at him. He gives you that speed element that we haven't had really since Zacchaeus left. And so I'm excited to put that back into the offense because that was one of the things that was seriously lacking.
I remember we had Scotty Miller. Like, Scotty Miller was supposed to be a burner, but we just didn't utilize him correctly.
No, he just, I guess that was just an aspect that I don't know if it was just because Arthur didn't trust Ridder to throw it deep, you know.
The offense was essentially condensed into like 40 yards. So that kind of took away anything that either, who was it, Scotty Miller or Van Jefferson could give you down the field.
That's true.
Right. Exactly. Savion, what was your initial thoughts on the Darnell Mooney signing?
So my initial thoughts were, you know, man, $13 million, that's a lot of money. But then I started to look at, you know, the contracts that are given to wide receivers nowadays. That kind of APY, I mean, that makes sense. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah. He puts him in the range of, what, Gabe Davis and DeAndre Hopkins right now. Like, essentially what you're getting right now.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to Nate Tice and
Robert Mays.
Yep, Robert Mays, and that was a conversation that they were having about that that middle tier wide receiver, and that's exactly where Mooney falls. You know, he's a good, you know, potentially number two option, potentially like
and
number
a great
two,
number three.
Yeah, a great number three. I was going to say like a 2B. Mm-hmm. You know, like 2A, 2B. I don't think he's talented enough to be a 1B. Like, I don't think he can handle that. But, you know, being a 2B or a strong 3A, giving you, like, a deep threat, somebody besides, you know, Kyle Pitts giving you a deep threat, which is weird to say, you know, coming from, you know, your tight end position. A little bit of breaking news. I'm sure we're going to be having some of that during this show. It looks like the Steelers just traded Deontay Johnson to Carolina. So Carolina gets a decent threat for Bryce Young to throw to.
Yeah, they gave up.
I'm trying to see. It's not showing.
It says a pick swap is all it says.
Oh, here we go. The Panthers get Deontay Johnson and pick 240. And the Steelers get Dante Jackson and pick 178.
Got it.
So a corner for a wide receiver, and then they swap 240 for 178. So looks like Chauncey Gardner-Johnson is returning to the Eagles for $33 million on a 3-year deal. I don't know. Like, I think that that's going to be one of those areas that the Falcons could be linked to coming up here soon is, you know, to a cornerback position.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. That's the reason why I mentioned that. Let's see here. All right, so let's get to the other big thing that kind of like deflated the feeling, so to speak, going into this. Like, I kid you not, I was a little bit more hyped going into the show, and then this news broke, and it kind of, I'm trying to get hyped again. You know what I'm saying? Because it kind of deflated me a little bit. You know,
it really did.
Like it kind of sucked the air out of the room. But right before we went live, Daniel. Oh, thank you. Yeah. I was like, I blanked. My mind locked on Darnell, and it would not let go. Daniel Hunter signed a 2-year deal with Houston for $51 million.
It was three, wasn't it?
I think it was two, because it was $51 million total, and 49 of it was guaranteed. That was the part that I found to be interesting.
Okay.
And apparently, as Chris is stating here, the Falcons offered him something similar, but a 3-year, $75 million contract. But he decided to go home instead. And, you know, sometimes the draw of you know, hometown, playing for your hometown team, that, and you know, Texas doesn't have any state taxes, so
that's a huge huge factor.
Hello,
yeah,
real big.
Wrong.
I think Arthur needs to make a call to somebody and be like, "Hey, look, dog, y'all messing with my team here."
Yeah.
can't get no players because y'all got a state tax. So the question now becomes, what edge is left? Low, who are you looking for? Who you like? Is it just draft or bust at this point for you?
I mean, you know, I believe there's still some guys out there in free agency that you can get who might be like kind of a transition piece, kind of like Bud Dupree was last year. Like, was it Uche from the Patriots? If he hasn't gotten a deal already,
well, he went back to the Patriots.
I don't know.
Yeah, go back to the
Patriots. Yeah. Unfortunately, he went for
like 1 year, $3 million,
$3 million.
Yep.
It could be worth up to $8 million. But okay, like literally went back on a 1-year deal, and I'm like, come on. I know we would have offered. I probably offered him at least.
But here's the deal on that, Jonathan. If you were tied up with negotiating with Daniel Hunter, and exactly, which is what it seemed like was going on for the majority of the afternoon, is that they were tied up with Daniel Hunter, and in that time frame, guys like Josh Uche and some other dudes come off the board for next to nothing.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but
we went big game hunting and missed.
Right. Yeah, right.
It happens. But my next target would be either trade for, or hopefully he gets cut and you get Khalil Mack. I wouldn't mind having him here. Really the only other guy that I maybe would look at would be Chase Young, or maybe Yannick Ngakoue, like one of those guys.
Yeah. I'm really looking at the draft. I know everybody's been kind of getting naked for Dallas Turner after the combine, but Jerry,
I am one of those that has in fact gotten naked from down at Turner. I will attest to that.
I'm gonna go ahead and call it. I'm not getting naked for another man. Okay, I don't care how good of a pass rusher he is. I'm not getting.
If he somehow brings 30 sacks a year to the Falcons, like on his own,
I'm not getting.
We ain't talking about literally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not literally.
I mean, I was.
All right. Okay.
30 sacks in a season? Just saying.
I don't know. I know somebody who might have an issue with that there, John. Oh, man. Oh, shoot. Willie Doc, we appreciate you. He says, what's up, P4P, Big Low, and Savion? Thanks for the content. Keep up the great work, guys. D-line at 8, or trade back with Minnesota for extra picks. This is the first draft legitimately in a while, especially if we land a corner and a edge rusher before the draft, that I could legitimately see us, like, moving back. And the reason why I say that is because, yes, Dallas Turner might be worth getting naked for. Maybe. That's debatable. But there is no Khalil Mack in this draft.
Nope.
You know, there is no Myles Garrett in this draft. You got some, you know, nice edge rushers in, you know, Latu, Verse, Turner, you know, that you could grab in the first round, but they're not like gotta have, so to speak. So if somebody like a Minnesota, hey, Savion, what do you think the chances of Minnesota like falling in love with a QB since they seem to be QB lacking?
Deficient.
Deficient. That's better. Thank you.
If J.J. McCarthy is there at eight, I can very much see them saying, hey, listen, I understand that, you know, there's like this whole thing with J.J. McCarthy. There's this whole stigma like, oh, he's not ready yet. Listen, J.J. McCarthy with Kevin O'Connell would be heavenly, especially if he doesn't have to play right away. So I could very much see him saying, hey, look, Terry, I'll give you this. I'm trying to think. This may be 40, maybe 42, so you can pick back to back and let me go and get my guy. And Terry being like, all right, let's do it.
Yeah.
You know, so I could very much see that happen.
Now, you wonder if there'd be any hard feelings about signing Kirk Cousins. Like that can't get in the way, right?
I don't think there will be, because I think what took the deal so long was Kirk saying, hey, look, this is what the Falcons are offering me. Are you going to match that? And them looking at it and being like, 45, huh? Yeah, you got that.
It's like, nah, yeah, go on.
Yeah, you go ahead and head out there.
So what I heard somewhere was, I'm trying to remember who it was, Albert Breer maybe? But what he was saying was they basically came to Kurt and be like, look, we love you. We want you here. We can't do the same kind of deal that we've been doing where we guarantee 2, maybe 3 years.
Yeah, all of it.
Yeah. We can't do that. And, so what he was looking at was that the best they could offer was they could guarantee this upcoming season, 24. That's it.
Right.
And then so, but past that, nothing was guaranteed. Whereas the Falcons were willing to come in and say, fully guaranteed, first 2 years. And then the third year is where you get like a little tiny $10 million bump of guaranteed money. But past that, once you get past the second year, the salaries are no longer guaranteed.
Right.
And so they were able to give 4 years, you know, $100 million guaranteed. I heard like 3 years, 76 or something like that was what they were talking about. Was the number I heard from that Minnesota was offering. But again, if they're only offering that first year guaranteed and nothing else, then the Falcons offer is looking better. And Minnesota was just like, we're not for our team. That's not the right kind of deal.
Right. Yeah. Quick side note. Jonathan, is it a PvP OnlyFans confirm?
No.
Okay, good. Because I was like, don't rope me into that now. You you might get some like paid content of cooking videos or something like that. I'll show you how to make some good Mediterranean food or something of that nature. But can't be doing no anyway. So, which I could get Big Low on there, you know, on a OnlyFans cooking thing.
What in the world, bro?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah, we could throw down. We could throw down. So what do you think, Lo? What do you think like the biggest need left going like as it stands right now? That you think the Falcons would be trying to target?
Man, I would say pass rusher. JR, I would say pass rusher, but I would also venture to say that offensive line might be a close second, because you know we're going into a situation where you know Caleb McGarry had his best days with Arthur Smith, and those days as far as pass blocking weren't the best. So you know you might want to seriously consider getting another tackle to protect Kirk Cousins with a recovering Achilles, or Achilles in the words of the people in Greece.
So we're accolades.
Learn something new every day.
I mean, I look, we always learn something with locals on, okay? Always. Yeah, I see. Like, Savon, do you agree on that? What do you see as being like the biggest needs? As Terry has laid out more than once, he's BPA in free agents. No, excuse me. He's needs in free agency and BPA in the draft. So What are you seeing as some of the bigger glaring needs?
So with Jeff Okuda gone, I'm kind of thinking that that's another thing that they're going to be targeting is that cornerback position. But yeah, like Big Low said, you have to bring in an edge of some sort. And now you're kind of digging into the bottom of the barrel.
As you bring that up, let's just kind of take a look here.
I'm gonna put this
banner so we ain't covering Big Low's face because he's pretty and we want to be able to see him. So let's make this a little bit bigger so everybody can really see what's going on. All right. So these are the guys that have assigned already, right?
Yep.
Out of 64 defensive ends, right? Out of 64 eligible defensive ends, 14 of them have already signed. And it's the 14 that you would probably want, right? Now you're getting into the Emmanuel Ogba.
Yeah.
Does that interest anybody? Yannick Ngakoue is the one that interests me the most, I guess.
Out he's of been all the of most these, yeah.
Chase Young is like, I'd pay him pennies or maybe peanuts.
The bet that you're taking on Chase Young is so, like, the uncertainty is just so high.
Like, do you think you can properly motivate him not to take half the game off?
Yeah.
Because, like, you're in the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, you're...
You can't get much bigger than that.
Right. Let's see. Derek Barnett. I didn't keep up with how he fared in Houston.
That I can't tell you.
I know he didn't he didn't blow the doors off in Philadelphia, obviously, because they moved on from him. But I don't know if he's a guy that you could, you know, count on to give you more than just like rotational piece at this point. And that's really about it, you know? I don't really see Shaq Lawson, maybe.
I thought Shaq Lawson just got something done.
Did he just get something done?
I'm maybe thinking about Shaq Mason. I don't know.
No, I think you're thinking about Shaquille Barrett.
I am thinking about Shaq Barrett. Yep, yeah. You're right.
I think you're thinking about Shaq Barrett. Now, here's an interesting one. Who?
So real quick.
Yeah.
Derek Barnett. First year, 5 sacks. Second year, 2.5. Third year, 6.5. That's the highest he's been.
Okay.
It's been 6.5 his third year, fourth year in Philadelphia, 5.5, 2. Then it looks like he got injured. Didn't have any in 2023 for 8 games with the Eagles. Got traded to the Texans and in 6 games had 2.5 sacks.
Okay. So he's a high end 6 sack guy, low end 2-3 sack guy.
He's a piece guy.
Right. He's a part of the line. He is not what you're built. What about DJ Wonnum?
Right.
Savion.
So DJ Wonnum is a curious case because he did come off of a really good year last year. He on the other side, but that's the thing, it was on the other side of Danielle Hunter. So it's you bring in Wonnum, but that is 100% like, okay, I still need a dude here.
I got you.
Yeah.
I've heard the name Jonathan Ledbetter batted around
a little bit. He's a Bulldog, so that would get all the Bulldog fans happy that Dog is coming to play.
Is he related to D. Orlando Ledbetter? Because if he is, no. I'm just kidding.
Probably no relation.
No, probably not. Okay.
I would hope so, man. I would hate to be in that dude's family.
We could finally sign Justin Houston.
Yes,
10 years too late. That's right. But see, but that's where we're at, right? The guys who are free agent available, defensive ends, nothing that really jumps out at you. And
what about outside linebackers? Is there anybody in
that's where I was going to go next.
Yeah.
So if we go to, like, they got them split up with defensive end, edge. So let's go look at outside linebacker real quick. And this is all via Spotrac, obviously.
I wonder if Edge would. would be like a combination of these guys.
And it might be. So out of the 27 available, 7 have signed. There's your Josh Uche for $3 million.
$3 million, man. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So you can take Danielle Hunter off. You got Randy Gregory out there still.
Right.
Jerome Baker. Kayvon.
Kayvon Chaisson.
Thank you, Chaisson.
I got you.
Appreciate you.
I got you.
There was a time I could say that. What'd you say? Hello?
I was just going to say, I remember I wanted him bad when he came out. But
right. Right. Yeah. Everybody was, but coming off the heels of Vic Beasley, he seemed like another Beasley 2.0, and he pretty much has been.
That's exactly what he was.
Beasley 2.0. Yep. And then obviously Bud Dupree, who got, what, 6.5 for us last year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So rotational piece, but you're not building around that. And. Hey, we can bring Michael Walker back.
We are.
Oh,
no, yeah, good. No, we're good. Okay.
Yeah, I'll be fine.
Yeah. So again,
you can bring Bruce. Oh, so this was funny. So there was a few days ago, there was a trend where people were posting stuff like when we picked up Don Terry Poe and some very like past Falcons guys. And everybody was like, you know, man, I really thought we were cooking when we did this, and then, you know, whatever. And then I literally saw this thing that's like, you know, outside linebacker Bruce Irvin signs with the Falcons. And I was like, wait, he's back again? Like, what happened? For like 30 seconds, I was like,
somebody there that got you, huh?
Man.
So at this point, outside of, you know, Khalil Mack or Bosa getting cut, without trading for Hassan Reddick or Josh Sweat from Philadelphia, who've rumored to be on the market, especially with them paying Bryce Huff what they paid him.
That's crazy.
Average value of $17 million a year. I think you're probably going to be looking at the draft for a edge rusher.
Yeah. Well, the problem is like if you go back down to the available guys, I don't think there's anybody there, honestly, that is that's left that I would be like, okay, that's a much better piece than Arnold Ebiketti that we already got.
Right.
Or potentially Malone, who we'll see if his ghost can be resurrected in the new defense. Well, I don't know, but as far as Arnold Ebiketti goes, like I feel like he got better last year. We'll see if he can continue like climbing the ladder there. But I don't really see anybody here that's left that like blows my socks off that I'm like, I really want this guy.
Right. So I think what would turn my attention next to like Savion, you mentioned. Like Jeff Okuda left, right? I wasn't 100% sure if they were going to bring him back with this new style of defense that they were going to be running, depending on. It's going to be a lot more two high safety, cover three looks, to my understanding. So now I turn my attention to, like, potential cornerbacks, right? Is because outside of A.J. Terrell, you have, what, Clark Phillips. D. Alford.
Yep.
Yep.
Mike Hughes.
Yep.
Which I'm really waiting on him to get cut.
Yeah, he's got to get up out of here.
So, outside of that, like, you got nobody, right? So, is there any of these guys that, like, jump out to you, Lo, as far as, like, obviously Gardner Johnson's gone.
Yeah.
I know Poyer's
gone.
But I look like, okay, in this instance, and maybe y'all are with me or not on this, I tend to filter it by team, right? Let's see. Come on, Rams. So, those are.
That's the one.
That's the one.
That's the one. Akilo Witherspoon.
That's a bad man.
That's right? The one.
That's a yes. Bad man.
I mean, he's a one-to-one fit. He's already played here. He knows the terminology. It would be seamless.
Yeah. I mean, I think Witherspoon, you could probably grab him for a decent price.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wouldn't surprise me one bit if you grabbed one of these two to pair with Jesse Bates. Either John Johnson or Jordan Fuller. They spoke real highly of John Johnson. So,
I mean, I got no problem with either one of those guys.
Yeah.
You know, kind of raiding from the same cupboard and just kind of get your offseason done as far as your secondary goes. Like, as far as free agency, anyways.
Might as well.
Yeah.
I see no reason, why they shouldn't. Do you think there's any truth to the rumors of them like being ready to get naked for Le'Jarius? Did I use that right? I'm learning. Like I said, trying to be cultured is what I'm trying to say.
There you go. There you go.
Do you think there's any truth to them wanting to get like really in bed with Le'Jarius Sneed by sending a pick up to Kansas City?
I think so. I think there might be some truth to it. I did want to say a little bit earlier whenever we talk about the outside linebackers, because, I mean, you know, we are looking kind of tough there. Two names that I want to mention, Randy Gregory, but I don't know how he would handle living in Atlanta.
As you know, we'd have to keep him away from Magic City, right?
Yeah, keep him away
from Magic City. Okay. We just have to convince Randy Gregory that downtown doesn't exist.
Exactly. Yeah,
so maybe
What happens when he asks, like, well, where are we playing at?
That, just tell him, don't worry about it. If we're playing at Mercedes-Benz.
At Mercedes-Benz.
That's right.
But another thing that I think they may consider, because you got to remember who's the head coach now, don't be surprised if they don't put Troy Anderson at outside linebacker.
Ooh, see now, he played the end of, and linebacker.
Played everything. Whatever.
Yeah, he played, yeah.
Yeah.
He was everything for Montana State.
Yeah.
So yeah, that might not be a bad idea there.
That's where you get him and Lamon on the field at the same time. So I'd be down
there
with
you
that.
Go.
So if you do that, that opens up Jerome Baker in my mind. That opens up Jerome Baker from Miami in my mind.
Yes.
That kind of brings that more into the fold. If you say, hey, look, we're gonna kind of use the speed of Troy Anderson off the edge and kind of bring Jerome Baker and say, listen, while he's doing that, you can still rush the passer and everything too, but we're gonna need you on the back end, you know, to cover and whatnot. So
right.
I like that plan actually.
Dr. Slicknuts says can switch up a lot of look.
Doctor, with
that.
What?
Yeah, he used to be anonymous. I kind of wish he'd go back to that.
I'm surprised you actually.
I know. Normally I say I won't say his name, but now I even think he's getting on to me about it. You know, he's I think that's the first time I've actually said
it. That's awesome.
Anyway. I don't see what the problem is. That's an awesome name.
He's pretty slick, I'll say that. Okay. He says, you know, we can switch up a lot of looks with that as well, with somebody like a Jerome Baker. Now, Tabig says, I don't see Anderson as a full-time rusher, so I think it would be a bad fit for him to be an outside linebacker. I don't know. Like I said, fair. Yeah, I mean, the problem is you have yet to let Anderson, like, really, like, get his feet grounded in one position, so to speak.
Just like in Montana State.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. So that's
everybody was talking about his athleticism and everything. And it's like, I mean, you were there at training camp, JR. It's like, we've seen so many times. It's like, we know he can run fast and we know he has all this acceleration, but you know, when it gets to, you know, reacting to what somebody else is doing, like he thinks too much, feet stop moving. I mean, if it was me and I had a high school team and I had a kid like that, I'd be like, let me get him and put him on the edge, because all I need him to do is just go forward and make sure that he plays that gap and cover the reverse counters and the boots. And if that ain't coming, just get to the quarterback.
Right, it's the whole deal, like where you could kind of the same concept where you're like, oh, well, he's too small or whatever. Like Hassan Reddick has made a living, you know, getting after quarterbacks. And he's, what, about 230-something pounds?
Yeah, Troy Anderson, 6'4", 235. He probably easily put on 5 pounds, get up to 240. And then that's your average outside linebacker is anywhere 240, 255.
Yeah, nowadays for sure. So, but yeah, like that could be, you know, the Troy Anderson move. That could be something. And I wonder if that's also part of what they're looking at. Like, you have D'Angelo Malone, you have, you know, Troy Anderson coming back. You know, that must be something else that they're, I mean, obviously they're looking at that. If us four are sitting here talking about it, you know, I would imagine that they have already thought about that as well.
Right.
I would have to pretend that they're smarter than I am when it comes to football. Maybe. So on to the next topic, and this is kind of doesn't have to be Falcons related per se, but what has been your favorite move of free agency so far? What has been the one thing that has like caught your attention these first 2 days? You're like, oh man, that's either a good move or crap. I wish we'd have done that. It could be for us. It could be not for us. Cause now it looks like the Titans are targeting Justin Simmons, which might make some of y'all cringe a little bit or cry. I don't think you were going to pair Simmons with Bates. That would have been a lot of money in the safety position. But anyway, Lo, what has been your favorite move so far?
Man, I think the most intriguing move to me was the whole Brian Burns deal.
Oh, yeah, right?
The way that they finessed them boys with a second and a fifth.
Yeah.
Tripping in finesse. Don't make no sense.
The fact that, what was it, last year they could have gotten two firsts from the Rams?
Offered them two first-round picks, and they let that information that, no, we want Brian Burns in the building somehow leak out. Do you understand that it would have taken Batman to get me that type, get that type of information out of me? You cannot let that type of stuff. Look at how that tanked his stock afterwards, man. Oh my gosh.
Yep. So, yeah, that was really interesting because not only did, like, for us, like we were making the joke last night with Joe Patrick that, you know, Caleb McGarry's somewhere dancing. You know about
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like knowing that he ain't got to block, you know, Brian Burns at all.
I would have loved to for us to be somehow get Brian Burns. All the way that was going to happen is if he was cut or just became a free agent or whatever. They were never going to trade with us.
Absolutely.
So once it became a trade situation. I am totally with McGarry on that one. Like, if nothing else, get him out of this damn division. If we got to go through him to get to a Super Bowl, that's perfectly fine. We see him once every 2-3 years. That's fine. But I don't want to see this man 2, possibly 3, if we meet him in the playoffs, times every single year. Don't want to do it. Glad he's gone.
There you go.
Unless he played for the Washington Commanders. Because we play them every year, seems like.
Oh, yeah, yep. Right?
Somehow.
Find a way.
They're in the NFC South as well. Savion, what's been your favorite move?
So I've been bogged down with just all of them so far, but I got to say my favorite is Baltimore, is King Henry going to Baltimore. I mean, that's just seamless, man.
Yeah, that was fun.
I don't know if y'all saw the Pro Bowl clip. Where he was like, oh, yeah, that where Lamar was on the sideline, like, oh, yeah, that's money. Just give it to Henry. Basically the same thing now. Yeah, it's basically money now. You get within the five, give it to Henry. We're good to go.
Oh. Right, so here's Fred's favorite move. No, I'm just kidding. This is not Fred's favorite move. He just hit this at a weird time during the chat. So Matt Hennessy signed with the Eagles. I had a Eagles guy kind of reach out, I think, to me and you, Savion, on Twitter.
Yeah, but you had it, so I was like, yeah.
Right. And you know, I was asking, I was like, yeah, okay, that's cool. Like, he's, I hope you're not counting on him, you know. At least, O-linemen are funny because they always get better. They tend to get better as they get going. You know, it takes a little longer to adjust to the NFL game, in a sense. So, if if he's the backup in depth, great. But if he's the replacement for Jason Kelce, that's a problem.
That's not good.
No, I think that's the other guy they just signed. Yeah, that big money signing. But I've said it before. O linemen are weird because you get a guy that was, I can't remember his name, Ty Sombrello.
Hell yeah.
The guy played for Denver, was a turnstile. Played for us, wasn't quite as bad, but wasn't really good either. And then he goes out to, San Francisco, Tennessee. And he's like one of the one of the best offensive lines in the entire NFL. And you're like, where was that when you were here? Dang it!
It was, you know, it's a deal where with O-linemen, you know, it's coaching and scheme more, I think, are what benefit them like the most. Like, you know, Brian Callahan, the new head coach, his daddy was a Bill Callahan, correct?
Ooh, that was a bad man, boy. That was a bad man with the O-line.
Right. He's one of the best O-line. Like, no matter where he is, no matter where he is coaching, that O-line is great. And so, like, it's I think that has a lot to do with it. And I feel like we have a really good O-line coach here in Ledford.
100%.
You know, in Dwayne Ledford. And so it's like our buddy from up north, Damski, keeps tweeting out like he hopes that we can get our hands on Mekhi Becton to reunite him with Ledford. And if he does somehow make it out, that could be a really good swing tackle for us. But anyway, Jonathan, what has been your favorite move so far? Oh, yeah?
I don't know. Like, you know, I could be the homer and be like, it was the Cousins deal because I liked Cousins. If we were going to go free agency, like, he was the best option. And so I was glad to see we went big game hunting there and hit the target on that one.
Right.
But if we exclude, if we take that away, take out the homer pick, right? Probably as much as I hate it, Saquon to the Eagles.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
that's wrong.
Yeah,
on so many levels.
I was like, I mean, you're going to a hated rival, and that's like, that'd be like, you know, Bijan going to the Saints in a few years. Like, that would just be,
yeah,
be rough, man. And then Tiki Barber coming out and basically just calling him trash. I was like, God.
Not even that. No, he ain't calling him. He said, you're dead to me. Yeah. You are dead to me.
Yeah.
He said, good luck.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
But it could be that. The only other thing I would say would be like the San Francisco, just like, we don't have enough pass rush. We're just going to get all the pass rush.
Just get all of them.
Get all of them.
We lost Greener? Cool. Let me bring everyone else.
That's right. Yeah. Bring me everyone. Yeah, no, that's
definitely definitely have that. What was it? Guy who was a Gordon in the recent Batman movie. What's his name?
Good day.
Ooh.
You're asking the wrong one about movies.
God dang it. Anyway, it's an older movie, The Professional or whatever, and it's like he just turns around and yells, "Everyone!" And that's what they did.
Yep. I think my favorite move so far of the draft, or not draft, I wish. Man, that'd be nice if we were already there.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. We got another month or so from that one. So far, I think, has been the man. There isn't really one that like super sticks out to me. I like how almost all the running backs have changed teams. Yeah, like we went from a Zoom call, like running back summit last year with nobody getting paid, to everybody getting paid. Not like ridiculous money, but dude, like running backs were flying off the board left, right, and center. I mean, you had Joe Mixon traded to the Texans. You had Swift signed with the Bears. And, like, it's just been, crazy. As far as like Josh
Aaron Jones is a Viking.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. Aaron, like another rival thing, Aaron Jones to the Vikings and Josh Jacobs to the Packers. And I guess AJ Dillon is still out there. If I'm not mistaken, I know he's not on the Packers.
Is it my Aaron Jones?
No, AJ Dillon.
No, AJ Dillon.
The other, like they had a two punch back for a while.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't. Cool. I mean, I get it. He's 31, but like when Aaron Jones was out of that lineup for Green Bay, that offense was completely way different.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
When he came back in, he was the engine for that offense. So I, you know, nothing against Josh Jacobs, but like that, it just surprised me that they didn't try to hold on to him.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Padre, our good buddy Gary, Padre yep. says Gary Oldman, Jonathan.
Yep.
That's hey. And happy birthday to Padre's better half. Saw that on Twitter today.
Awesome. Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's right.
Happy birthday.
Let's see. All right. Yeah. Right. All right. So, somebody asked about doing a mock draft. I figure we'll wrap it up with a little quick four-rounder. What do y'all think? You feeling it?
Man, that sounds
good.
Let's go!
Okay, all right. Let's do it. Let's do it.
I'm down with it.
Yeah, okay. All right. So, we're going to somewhat keep it civilized, I think. At least try to.
Nah.
No? Okay.
No,
it's draft time now.
Oh, okay, cool.
there's nothing civilized about
that. Nothing civilized. Okay, all right. We're going to stick at four. We're going to stick at four rounds. Oh, hey, okay, before we get going, we already know now we don't have to entertain who the QB is. So are we entertaining trades? What do you think?
I think if we get a really, really good one, okay. Sure.
OMT says, you know, trade back. So let's see what we got. All right, let's start drafting and see what happens, all right? All right.
These mock drafts get funny, too.
Yeah, because look, they got Marvin Harrison.
That's beautiful.
They have one. So
Jaden Daniels is on the board.
Of course. I said this last show or the show before that or something like that. I'm like, the most Falcons thing in the world would be, I don't think this is going to happen, but the most Falcons thing in the world is we go out and get a Kirk Cousins, Russell Wilson, or whoever we ended up, Baker Mayfield, whatever, however it ended up getting. And so we're like, oh, sweet, we got a quarterback. We had no shot at the top three. And then Jaden Daniels is sitting there at eight. I'd be like, I'm almost tempted to just take him anyway.
Looking at you.
Looking
at you.
All right,
what you going to do? What you going
to
do?
All right, do we want to trade back one pick and go to
absolutely
nine?
Absolutely not. They asked for 74, too.
All right. They did ask for 74. All right, so let's reject that one. That was the only offer we got. Holy Pete. Okay, man, so
I really don't like Jaden Daniels in this one.
I really don't. Yeah. Malik Nabers is still there.
Both of them are there.
Rome Odunze is there.
Okay, well, hold on a second. Who was picked ahead of this? Okay.
Marvin Harrison was one, Drake May, then Caleb Williams. Why they got Caleb Williams at three? My foot.
Joe Alt after just getting Paris Robinson the year before.
Okay.
Do we
need to just like throw this one away and restart it?
I think we need to restart this because
this one's a little wonky.
This is wild.
Let's try this again. All right, Atlanta. We're going to do four, and we'll go fast. All right, let's try this again. Okay, that looked a little better.
Woo!
Okay, so Indy is giving us 15, 46, and 117.
All right.
Jets are giving us 10, 72, and the second in 25.
Now, I understand that in the real world, this like next year's second would be it would be more coveted, but this is just for my draft. If it's big on like next year stuff, I don't want it.
All right, so Houston gives us 23, 59, 86, and so do y'all want to go all the way down? But they want 197 as well.
That's one. Two, three. That's a lot of top 100 picks.
I mean, if you go back to the very first one, that's the same amount of there's one outside of the top 100. So,
right. So you got, you know,
that one's a reject in my mind.
And then
I'm looking at that one.
So you're looking at this one?
Yeah, I would take that one because that gives you a mid-round, first-round pick. You're probably going to have is Jaden Daniels still there? Yeah, Jaden Daniels is still there. Again.
Well, they got Anthony Richardson.
They got Anthony Richardson. This guy's got to be for like Brock or something.
They could be going for Brock, Dallas Turner, Romo Dunze, or Fuaga.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you know, which one y'all like? An Indy or – so we're rejecting
that's the rejected. Jets.
We're rejecting the Jets, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so it's either Indy or to go all the way back to 23. Now, Mr. CDX for life says, nah, in Houston.
Yeah, I'm thinking Indy.
I think Indy.
Okay, so.
I think Indy. Yeah. You still get a top tier talent.
Fans over here wanting us to draft Turner.
Yeah.
So we'll see if that happens.
Hold on.
All right, I think Indy has been the consensus. Chris said
Indy. Yeah, well, because you get those two picks, like, in the second round.
Right. This is a very deep draft. Yep. This is a very deep
draft. Let's accept this one. All right. We're reject. Are we going back any further? Or no.
We could get Dallas Turner. We could get Jared Verse.
Yeah, let's reject this.
So you still get your guy.
All right. So Dallas Turner, Jared Verse, or Quinyon Mitchell.
Brian Thomas Jr. is there.
There's too many corners in the back.
I'm thinking Dallas Turner. We was getting naked earlier, right?
I was getting naked.
Savion was getting naked.
Big Lo was not getting naked. I say Jared Verse because I feel like Jared Verse could. I feel like he's going.
Well, okay. So from what I have read, Dallas Turner, very good, or seems to be much better from a 2-point stance. It's not saying he couldn't get better out of a 3-point stance, but he seems to be better coming out of a 2-point stance than a 3-point stance. Jared Verse is seemingly the opposite. He is much better coming out of a 3-point stance than a 2-point stance. So do we think we're going to be much more of a traditional 3-4 where your outside backers, your rushers are going to be stand-up
most
of the time?
Here's the issue with Verse, okay? And I like Verse. Like, when I watch Verse
in Turner, I'm an FSU fan.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Yes, exactly. Yes. But Verse will be 24 in his the rookie season. Like, does that bother y'all?
Not as much. I feel like it should, but it doesn't.
I like Jared Verse. I think Turner's 21.
I think he's like 21.
Yeah. It's like Turner's like the youngest of the.
He's young.
He's the hyper elite explosive and bend capability. Like he's the
bendy.
Yeah.
He is bendy. He's bendy and I feel like Jonathan said, if you want to run that more traditional 3-4, then that's the guy to get.
Right. And I know Alabama has used him in coverage and you know has done a lot of different, he's more versatile in a sense. So let's see. Fred saying Turner. King is saying Verse.
That doesn't help.
The Dixon Way says Verse can tackle two players at once.
He's strong.
Yeah. He's strong. I met him in person. I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I took my little cousin to a visit in Florida, I met him in person. And it was like, you know how you doubt somebody up, you kind of feel them out. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. You wanted
it. Look, y'all that ain't seen Lowe, he ain't no little dude, okay?
No.
That might be that might be swaying us on this one. I think we're gonna go with Verse.
Let's go Verse then.
All right.
I understand it.
Hey, look, we'll go Verse because of Lowe getting to dap him up and you being an FSU fan. We'll be nice to our guest today. So we're going Verse. We spent a lot of time on that one.
It was important. Right.
That's what makes it. It was fun.
Okay, I'm not trading any more outside of the first round, so we're going to reject. Yep. If we don't, we're going to be here all night. And I like y'all, but not that
much.
Penix. Do you take Penix and let him sit?
So
it just got real.
Like Penix is a guy. I'm thinking.
Now here's a guy.
I'm so glad I'm not the only one.
I was thinking.
Go ahead, Jonathan.
if we pick him, he's probably he almost definitely not going to start for at least 2 years.
Oh yeah, of course. So he'll be pushing 30 by the time he starts for us.
Exactly.
But
well, he'll be 26.
Might as well be pushing 30.
But that means but that means that you're not going to get the guy unless he gets Jordan Love, unless you get like Jordan Love type return on him, you're not going to get that guy until he's like 28.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like until he really settles in, you're not, you know, you got to figure at least the first year is going to be bumpy, even if he gets to sit for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at almost 30 before he's in form. So you're looking at 6 to 7 years. Is that enough?
But at the same time, it's a second round pick.
Right. We got an extra one. So do we even care?
At 46.
So in the second round, their contract, they have one less year in their contract, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
3 years and then
it's a 4 year.
No, they get 4 years. They just don't get that extra.
They don't get that
fifth year option.
Okay, right. So they don't get the fifth year option. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
John H. is saying, we have a 36-year-old quarterback coming off injury. Draft Penix.
All right. So if we want to draft Penix, I'm perfectly fine with that.
Uh-huh.
However, the guy you just had your cursor.
Yeah.
On, that's the guy. And I did a couple mock drafts earlier today, and one of them, or both of them, I took Tavondre Sweat in the second round. Yeah, and the first one, some guys like, I'm not going to spend a second round pick on a guy who's a two down guy and comes out on passing downs. And I'm like, but if we're running a 3-4, you need a nose tackle. And that dude is a mountain of a man.
And look, and also at the end of the day, you can't, like, I know what they are in college, but that don't mean that they can't develop into more.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So all I'm thinking on the Penix thing makes sense because now you're looking at the Raiders, who I didn't see who
have they gotten? Is there a way to
come back up? Okay, they got J.J. McCarthy, so I don't think that's where
that's New Orleans. So that's J.C. Latham for them.
Yeah. So we might want to take Penix here if we're going to take a quarterback at all. What do you think?
I mean, if we don't take Penix here, the only other guy I would even look at in probably the third or fourth round is Rattler.
Right.
Or Michael Pratt in the fifth, but that's a forever almost like backup at that point.
Right. Yeah. So to Biggs saying wait till the third and get Joe Tennessee.
not in the third.
Absolutely not.
All right, so
you get him maybe in the fourth, but probably fifth or later.
Let's see what we got here. Mind. As far as wide receivers go, you got Michael Corley. I think we could get any of these guys on this pick. And it looks like my guy Ladd is not there.
No, Ladd went up. No, I saw Ladd got picked up.
Real quick.
I'm sorry.
Who do you go to?
Carolina.
Panthers.
That would not be fun.
That's just mean. That would not be fun. That's just mean.
Defensive tackle.
You got your
– okay. Braden Fisk is the other guy.
If we don't
take Tavondre Sweat – I would take, and he gets gobbled up, I would take Braden Fisk.
I got you.
Yeah, I understand right. that.
I'm thinking with this pick, either Penix or
what?
Sweat, or somebody was saying we had a couple TJ Tampas.
TJ Tampa's really good. TJ Tampa's really good.
I'm about to say, you're my corner guy, Savion.
Yeah, TJ Tampa is really good. Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. So I think.
I'm seeing a lot of TJ Tampa.
If we don't take Sweat right here, there's a very good chance that
Penix is going at 44.
New Orleans grabs him.
All right, so are we going Sweat here and then try to get Tampa on the second one?
I think Sweat is the guy that if he is what we think he's going to be, the ripple effects of him on the rest of the defense is that much bigger. Is much bigger than somebody like a TJ Tampa.
All puns intended.
I'm just not sold on. I'm not sold on Sweat like long term.
You're not sold on Sweat?
Because every year we have a guy that comes out 350, 360 pounds, and everybody talks about him all draft season, and then he comes to play in the NFL, and mm-hmm. he's out there sucking wind through a straw because he's 364 pounds. Like, I've been 364 pounds. It's not easy. You go out there and try to push up against somebody for 3 hours. So, I mean, a second-round pick on him, I don't know.
So, who would you take here, Lo?
Man, I'm looking at TJ Tampa. I'm looking at Penny.
Yeah. All
right, go TJ Tampa.
I'm thinking Tampa. All
right.
And then actually from there, I would say Braden Fisk, if Sweat's gone. Which is
okay,
fine.
So Sweat
he's still
is
there.
He's still there. So do we take Sweat or do we go
or look at wide receivers?
Or, yeah, do we look at another wide receiver? Malachi Corley.
So the next pick is at 74. If you look at the wide receivers that we need? We need a do we need an outside guy now?
Well,
yes.
I mean, because Mooney is an outside guy, right?
He's a Z, yeah.
So you got he's outside. London is your power slot, and then you're looking at probably another outside guy.
I'm looking. I understand the Tavondre Sweat. I really do. I really do. But
he's right there.
What about Cameron Kitchens?
Cameron Kitchens. That's my favorite safety.
Right. I mean, we can use safety help because unfortunately, Richie Grant didn't really develop.
That's my favorite safety.
Is he better? I don't know him. Mm-hmm. Is he more of a free safety, strong safety, or can he kind of do either or?
He's versatile. That's why I like him.
Well, with like what's coming up is like you're having
a too high
safety, so you need him to be able to.
You need to be able to go up and down with Jesse Bates. Yeah.
So do you think that would be better, just like shore up the secondary completely, or? A lot of our, like,
you know, we got in there, though. A lot of people saying Sweat.
I'm about to say, a lot of people are saying Sweat. Dixon Way is saying Sweat. I mean,
so, for all we know, but sometime between now and the draft, we pick up our starting strong safety, essentially.
We probably do. I don't think that they're going to roll with that many young guys in the secondary, to be honest. So, all right, let's grab Sweat here.
There's so many good players. Yeah.
Let's grab Sweat here. All right. We're going to try to get Sweat down to 250, and maybe he can breathe a little easier.
Yeah, get him to sweat a little bit.
Hey-o.
Give Sweat.
All right. Now, Braden Fisk.
I picked Marshawn Nealon in one of my mocks.
Braden Fisk is still there if you're worried about Grady Jarrett.
Braden Fisk, that's your Aaron Donald.
Hello?
That's your Aaron Donald from your Rams. Hello. From
Hello.
Your Rams
That's...
defense.
Safety, Javon Bullard for all of our dog fans.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Cole Bishop from Utah.
Go to receiver.
Receiver. Let's see what we got. Xavier Rogan.
Wow.
Ricky Pearsall. Ricky That's Pearsall is still there. Jalen McMillan.
Devontae Walker.
Walker had a lot of drop issues in the Senior Bowl, and he'd have to get that figured out. But Johnny Wilson, a glorified – that he's going to the Steelers with Arthur Smith.
100%. You know what? I would laugh so hard if Johnny Wilson is a Steeler.
Steeler right there. Let's see. Like, there's still some good ones that we could grab later on, like Brendan Rice and
Jacob Cowing,
Luke McCaffrey.
Plenty.
I really like.
So our next pick is at 79. So a lot of those guys are still going to be. Now, I don't think that Xavier Leggett's going to be there.
Xavier Leggett probably not, and possibly Ricky Pearsall. So,
could you say Jalen Trice? Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Braylon
Trice still there?
Is he?
Yeah, is Braylon Trice on the board?
No, I think Braylon Trice got scooped up.
No, he already got. Mm-hmm. Your next best edge rusher is Marshawn Nealon.
Very
let's see what the I've been looking at this screen. Let's see what the chat says. Kenneth is asking if Pearsall is still there. He's still there.
Yep.
He's still there.
Triple salute. Connoisseurs. Thank you. So I told you I got spelling and reading capacity of a third grader. Connoisseur triple salute says get Braden Fisk with the pick.
The reason why that's I get that is because you have your pick of Leggett.
Never mind, Leggett.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I understand because now you have your pick of Leggett or Pearsall or McMillan, who was another really good outside wide receiver.
Yep.
At 79.
Let's see.
But
all right, the next comment gets it. Oh, Tasman got it. All right, we're going Leggett. And reject.
Man,
okay.
Tell me Fisk is still there.
Nope.
Oh,
God, dang it.
He's gone.
All right.
Man, you let him go to the Seahawks, man.
Cedric Pran Garden, OC.
Granger.
Granger. Got him. Yeah. If you're not super sold on Drew Dalman, we could get Johnny Wilson. Could get, let's see. Defense, D tackle. Don't know.
Kevin Jackson is okay.
Dwayne Carter did good at the Senior Bowl, but that might be a little too rich right here.
That is a little too rich. That's a fourth rounder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any tackles?
Let's see. Tackles. Let's see.
Ooh.
Special teams.
Special offensive teams is important too.
Yeah, but not in the third round, Savion.
We're not.
The 49ers did it.
Well, that's you see how many rings they're taking?
Yeah, we're not going to pull a Tampa Bay and draft a guy or no. What was
listen, okay?
Raiders
Arroyo was. I have nothing. Yeah.
Okay, I got Roger Rosengarten. I know nothing about him.
Nothing, and that's on my part.
I've heard his name talked about, but I have not looked into him.
I mean, Washington's offensive line was just stupid last year, so I'm sure he's good.
Blake Fisher from Notre Dame.
Can never go wrong with a Notre Dame guy.
That's all I'm seeing right now.
Delmar Glaze is the one name I do know, but again, I think that right now in this mock draft world, he's still not touted enough to where he can like fall to the fourth.
Right.
Chris is saying the OT from Yale.
OT from Yale.
Right there. That's a name.
Amigadeji?
Yeah, y'all have fun with that one. I'll call him KA. I'm like, what's up, Ka?
Got Karen.
You. What's Karen. Up, Ka?
Call him Karen. No, I'm just kidding. Won't call him Karen. that's still a little rich as far as where they have him ranked, 95 at 79. Wide receiver, we could double down in the third if we really felt like we needed it.
We could stick one to Arthur Smith and take his receiver, Johnny Wilson.
Hey, Johnny Wilson.
I'm okay.
Let's see. We took
Marshawn Nealand. How big is Marshawn Nealand again?
Marshawn Nealand is 265 at 6'3".
Oh, that's a big boy.
It's a big boy. Let's see. Do we need a linebacker?
Okay, who have we picked? So, what are all of our picks so far? Go to my picks.
Jared Verse, Edge. TJ Tampa, corner. Tavonde Sweat, DT. Xavier Leggett, wide receiver.
That's pretty good, actually. This is really good so far.
I'm not mad at it. I mean, I'm just saying we could go down with.
I don't know who Kalen Carson is.
I don't know, but Chris seems to think Carson is, you know, a decent pick.
And I don't know who Kalen Carson is, unfortunately.
Let's see. What about we haven't picked up a safety? What about Cole Bishop? One of the best safeties in the nation. Done. Right there. Done.
He is, but he's little. He is little.
6'2", 205?
I mean,
is that little?
I mean, that's pretty good size. It is, but he looks so little at Utah.
Say he's fast.
He's a hitter, though. He's a hitter, though.
Sean Taylor's out there, Savion. Running around here.
Maybe that's – maybe. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. You're right. You're right.
I don't know. We could use a safety as far as that goes because even says – you know.
I like Neyland, and I'm kind of down with the San Francisco motto of like just keep bringing in more edge guys and we'll figure it out.
Right. I mean, Kenneth seems to think Neyland is a steal here.
He really is.
All right. Anybody opposed? Say aye.
Nope.
Nope. Okay. Neyland.
If you're gonna double dip it anywhere, edge is.
I mean, edge is not a. Yeah, oh, Tasman, I'll let you get the last one. Sorry, brother. Rejecting that trade. All right. 109. We are looking at Renardo Green. Green. Come on, Florida State. Savion. Yeah.
100%. 100% with it if you want to do it.
All right.
Another guy that's fun is Austin Booker, but we already did Edge, so it's
yeah, okay. Yeah, we could go Dwayne Carter here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he lit up the Senior Bowl and all that jazz.
I mean, one of my mocks, I picked four wide receivers. So, yeah, I mean, did. you want to go four. The problem was I went with PFF, their mock simulator. And as far as I can tell, there's no way to tell.
You have to scroll.
Without scrolling up. There's no easy way to be like, here's all the guys I've picked. And so I just kind of lost track of how many wide receivers I had picked. Got to the end and was like, well, I'm swinging for average here. One of these guys has got to get it done, right?
Now, which mock simulator is this, JR? Because I've never seen this one.
This is Pro Football Network.
It's pretty good.
It's free as far as the trades and stuff goes. I've had on one of their senior analysts, Ian Cummings. I've talked to him a handful of times over the years. So I like this draft. They do a pretty good job myself. So Dwayne Carter or your Demir Glaze, if you wanted to
start looking at the offensive line. Or
looking at some O linemen.
Hey, I like Krispy Kreme donuts.
You like some glazed donuts?
Yes, sir. You can't beat it. I call it getting glazed
donuts. Getting glazed with it. The other day, I had a maple glazed donut that had vanilla cream filling. It was amazing.
Oh, sugar, honey, iced tea.
The only thing it was missing was the bacon, unfortunately. They didn't have bacon. They had ran out before I got there. It was.
Hey, see, I would have went home and cooked some, chopped it up. And threw it
just
on
put it on top. I was heading to church, Lo. I didn't have time to go back to the house and cook and cook up. Hey, anyway, do we need another linebacker? James Williams out of Miami. 6'4", 231.
I mean, you can always use another linebacker.
Okay, hold on. I'm confused here. Says linebacker is one of the most unorthodox safety prospects.
What? Must have bulked up for the what's it called?
Because
you got to look at it. Because you got to look at the RAS. Or is that as a linebacker?
I don't know. I'm confused. All right, we're moving on from him. Jaden Hicks out of Washington State, safety. 6'2", 211.
Yeah, he's good. I watched tape on him. He's legit.
He's good.
Okay. All right. Look, that might be enough for me. Might be enough for me. I got two of my co-hosts saying he's legit. So let's go safety.
He's only 6'2", 202. Man, I'm trying to. My thing is way off.
117. This is our last pick, because we only went with fourth round. So this is our last pick. So, Makai Wingo is a name that I recognize.
Wow.
284.
To the fourth?
He made it to the
Dwayne
fourth,
Carter.
Wow.
Still there. Let's see.
Mekhi Wingo.
Yeah.
What's his size?
He's 6 foot, 284. It's probably the 284 that's kind of hurting him a little bit. A little bit of an undersized, maybe undersized three tech.
Yeah.
Let's see.
6 foot.
Yeah.
Ooh, Malik Washington. Arms.
Malik Washington, 5'8".
I didn't know he was that little. But, yeah.
Cam Hart. I don't know if we need another.
Wow. 6'3"?
Yeah.
Cam Hart's legit.
Cam Hart and Kyrie Jackson are two really good corners.
That's a Raheem Morris guy. That's a Raheem
Morris
and Dan Quinn guy, Cam Hart.
That sounds like a Carroll Seahawks Legion of Boom kind of guy, 6'3", 202.
He's long, man.
Brendan Rice is still there.
Can never go wrong with Brendan.
I like Brendan.
Never go wrong with Lil Jerry.
I mean, you know, I like Brendan Rice.
Get some Jerry Rice. Maybe some of his greatness rubs off on the sideline. Maybe
He looked good at the Senior Bowl.
How often does that happen, though?
What's the, oh yeah, like the sun actually turned into something? Yeah, very rarely.
Well,
We can the New Hampshire running back who had everybody talking.
That guy was really good. Yeah, I mean, if we needed a running back, that would definitely be one of my guys. But
Fred is asking if the wide receiver from Texas is still there, and I don't think so.
Oh no,
Winnington. Winnington is.
He's pretty big,
but not Worthy.
Worthy would probably
go. Oh, absolutely not. After what he did to the combine.
Chiefs done drafted him already.
Oh, yeah, Chiefs done drafted him. We didn't go tackle, so we could look at a tackle here.
But nobody's really in the – I mean, obviously it's our last pick, but I mean
– Yeah.
Only name I know out of here is Christian Jones. That's the only one that I recognize.
Offensive guard. Brandon Coleman.
Javion Cohen is good. He did really well at the Senior Bowl.
Javion Cohen. Okay. Zach Zinter. I've heard his name. But I think we're set at guard with
Berg
and Lindstrom, obviously. We could get Michael Pratt from Tulane or Joe Milton.
You can take a flyer on Jordan Travis and let him sit for a couple years.
What you think, Savion?
How old is Jordan Travis right now?
I think he's 24.
Yeah.
Jordan Travis. But Jordan Travis could be fun.
Jordan Travis
says we never took a QB, so y'all want to take a QB here?
Well, okay.
I'm not against Michael Pratt.
You're not against Michael Pratt? Yeah, he was fun at who's Javon Foster? Oh, Chris says Pratt's 22.
He's a young Thundercat.
Yeah, he could battle with Ritter for the backup, at least for the first year or two, right? And maybe develop.
I'm not opposed to that. When was
the last time? Like baby powder. Oh, I thought you'd finish saying wet behind the ears.
Brett smelling like Similac.
When was the last time a developmental quarterback actually turned out?
Jordan Love.
No, that was first round pick.
I'm talking about you take late.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy?
I guess. I guess Purdy, but Purdy was beneficiary of maybe one of the best situations.
I mean, the only guy that really comes to mind for me is Brady. Sixth round,
Hurts, maybe, Hurst but it's second still round, second,
right? The only one that really comes to mind, he was fourth round. He got pressed into service early.
Technically, Cousins.
I was about to say technically Cousins because he was drafted the same year that RG3 was and sat for a couple years before he got his chance. So I don't know. I like the idea of Jordan Travis, I like the idea of a young guy. So if we go anybody here, we go Pratt. Now we can make all the women in Atlanta extremely happy and go Sam Hartman. My wife was not interested in the combine at all until I showed her a picture of Sam Hartman.
Wow.
Worst mistake I've ever made. Okay. Just saying.
Wow.
You poor soul.
I know, right? Like, how am I supposed to compete with that? That's just mean. Okay. Anyway. How's Devin Leary? Because he's interesting.
He is interesting. He's one. Yeah.
He's accurate. Like, he's really accurate. I just don't know how old he is. All right. Do we want to take a quarterback? Chat, do we want to take a quarterback? CDX is saying Milton. Same thing with OMT. How old is Milton? Is he 23 or something?
I think Milton is young, if I'm not mistaken.
OMT, you would come up, give me the age of Milton, and then maybe we'll talk. If he's in the same age as Pratt.
He's 24.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Pratt, he just turned 24. He's born March 6th.
Well, he should be throwing like a grown man then.
I'll tell you, he's almost middle-aged.
Hello? He is middle-aged for the NFL.
I'm sorry. If you're almost 24 and you're not carving people up in that Tennessee offense, I don't know if I can trust that.
All right. So it's either Pratt or we go Dwayne Carter. So Pratt or Carter? Chris says Pratt. Pratt.
Keith's going down, JR. All right.
Just a little bit.
Keith's going down. I've got Jalen. My name in there.
Let's see. Hold on. I don't see. I don't see Big Low in there.
Okay.
I don't see.
Did you not submit the paperwork properly or something?
Yeah, right.
I guess not. I'm
a mother who's at the combine.
We could get real crafty and go Jaheim Bell.
You're a sicko.
I am a sicko.
You are a sicko, JR. You are a sick man to go and get another tight end.
/ running back, / fullback, / I love my slash
F
guys.
/ H that's slash right. Yeah.
I love those guys. I'm always a sucker for those guys. Or we could go offensive tackle, but I don't know. I don't like the idea. All right. I'm saying we go Pratt. What do y'all think?
Yeah, sounds good.
So
yeah, right. I'll be fine with Pratt.
Bam, done, Pratt. This is our 4-round mock.
That's not bad, man.
Jared Verse. This is after trading down from 8 to 15. We picked up Jared Verse, TJ Tampa, Tavondre Sweat, Xavier Leggett, Marshawn Nealon, Jaden Hicks, and Michael Pratt.
Out of that, I think you may get a solid 5 good names out of that.
Yeah.
And then you have Nealon and Pratt that are developmental.
Right. I think that could be a pretty good haul if they come up with something like that.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, I appreciate y'all sticking around to do a mock draft with us. That was kind of spur of the moment. I was really kind of hoping that some form of news, like Falcons news, would drop while we were doing this. I kept looking over at Twitter and nothing. I got nothing. So anyway, we'll see what happens. Big Low, tell the folks where they can find you, sir.
Yes, sir. Everybody out there that don't know me, my name is Big Low. Big Low Country. I'm just an old country boy, former football coach that loves to sit around and talk about sports. You can find us at Big Low Country Sports on YouTube. We're also on Instagram and Twitter. And we also have a platform on Facebook.
There you go. Savion.
Savion Mixon over at Mixon_NFL. You can find me writing for the Vikings, the Vikings Wire. Every now and again, I try to also get over to Blogging Dirty and write Falcons whenever I have the time. But I've been a Falcons fan for a long time, so I will be on Twitter talking about the Falcons at all times.
There it is. There it is. Jonathan, tell folks where they can come by and find you.
You can come and find me here on YouTube. Obviously, you guys know it. But you can also catch me on Twitter at Jonathan M. Holder. Just come by, say hi.
There you go. As always, folks, y'all can follow me on Twitter. I'm at Grim1128. We appreciate y'all hanging with us the past couple of days, talking about this free agent stuff. If anything pops off, I'll probably like record a short video, but we'll be back live next Tuesday. I think people want your catchphrase one more time there, Mr. Lowe, if you want to throw that out there for.
Definitely, man. Before we leave, I do want to thank you and Jonathan JR for inviting us.
100%.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Thank you.
Thank you.
I always enjoy it, man. I always have a great time.
Now, we appreciate so you guys fun. Coming on with us because it's always fun to get you guys, either one of you guys on and having you both on at the same time. Awesome.
Yep. It is good fun stuff. Just something I try to do more of. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And, all right,
but before we leave, I did want to ask did any of y'all get a chance to see Quarterback 1 on Netflix? Whenever it came
I
out?
Did not. I have not. I don't. Guys, I don't watch. Is it good?
Guys,
that's the one. Like I saw. That's with what Mahomes, Mariota, and Kirk Cousins.
I did watch that. It's really good. I 100% agree.
I'll probably have to go. I've seen some clips come out of it, and I know like. Kirk Cousins, the person, is somebody that I am
phenomenal,
like proud to have here in Atlanta.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yes.
Like that much I know for sure. Like I may not 100% think that he could take us to the Super Bowl, you know, but I can't complain when we haven't even sniffed the playoffs in almost a decade. So, but that's another story. But yeah. Kirk Cousins, the person, I couldn't be more ecstatic to have representing our franchise for the next few years.
It's like, if you watch it, you'll see the way Marcus Mariota was handling the team. And you see
and the way Kirk Cousins was.
Oh my God. Oh my God. You're gonna be mad, but then you're gonna be like, well, at least we have Kirk Cousins now.
Right.
It is night and day, and I'm telling you, you will really enjoy it.
Most people know, like, if y'all follow me on Twitter, y'all know my belief system. But like, as Tasman's putting out here, Kirk Cousins is a man of God, and that makes in this day and age, that makes my heart warm. For what that's worth. All right, folks. We appreciate y'all hanging with us. Appreciate you two hanging with us. Appreciate everybody in chat hanging with us. Y'all come back next Tuesday. We will be live again. And as always, Falcons fans, rise up.
Rise up.
Where are
both? Rise up.
There it is.
Snuck it.